Unconditional love comes only when it is not necessary. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. Unconditional love comes only when it is not necessary. Every time we need something, we want something, we desire something, that need, want, and desire stop us from experiencing unconditional love. Unconditional love is the ability to really understand who and what we are. I am divine, and as being divine, all things are mine right now. I am divine, and as divine, all the world is beautiful and fantastic right now. I am divine, and that's what it is. Unconditional love and divinity, our divinity, seem to be one and one, equal to each other. Now, unconditional love comes only when it's not necessary. When we are living our lives so gently, so perfectly, so wonderfully, so carefully, so delightedly, that we don't need anything from anybody. We just give out of ourselves totally, wonderfully, beautifully, and fantastically. What happens to us? What happens is that every desire of our heart is met fully, wonderfully now. Every desire of our life is revealed completely and fantastically in every area of our life. Unconditional love comes only when it's not necessary. When you need unconditional love, then it doesn't come to you, because you're expecting something on the outer to fulfill the demand of something on your inner. When you need something, when you need unconditional love, when you need to be understood, when you need to be appreciated, when you need to be absolutely accepted just the way you are, then it never happens that way. And the reason that it never happens that way is because you're looking. You're looking instead of being. And you want to be unconditional love. You want to be unconditional love in everything that you do, because being unconditional love in everything that you do is what life is all about. I like me. That's the first step in unconditional love, is to like ourselves. I like the world around me. That's another step of being unconditional love. I don't want anything from my world around me. I just delight in it and love it and think it's wonderful and fantastic and marvelous. I feel it's just absolutely supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. It's beyond my imagination. It's beyond anything I could ever dream it to be. And it is that indeed. When I need something, I am manipulating something. When I need something, I am pretending that I don't have it. When I need something, I am looking at the world around me and saying, oh my goodness, why doesn't it shine forth for me the way it can and the way it should? Why doesn't it? Why doesn't it? Well, the reason why it doesn't is because you and I are all confused as to what it's all about. What is it all about? Well, if I would live in a state of unconditional love, I live in a state of looking at everybody in my world and seeing them supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If I am looking and living in a state of unconditional love, I see every desire of my thought system or anybody else's thought system, which is my thought system, revealed beautifully, fully, and completely right now. There's nothing to be done. There's nothing to be fulfilled. There's nothing to be revealed. There's nothing to be opened. It's already done. Unconditional love does not make something happen. Unconditional love does not make something come forth in our life that we'd like to have. Unconditional life reveals to us that it is already there, reveals to us that we are already fulfilled in that beautiful, unconditionally loving aspect. I was in the bathroom the other day, well, today, in fact, and I was sitting there on the toilet, and Rex comes walking in, and he bows his head under my knee, and he says, "I love you," and I pet him, and he wags his tail. Here I am, sitting on the potty, and he has unconditional love for me. He just shines his unconditional love out. And then along comes Sammy, our beautiful gray cat. We call Dr. Sam or Prince Sam. And he comes walking in right behind Rex. And he comes underneath my hand also. He wants to be petted. He wants to give me his love. He doesn't want my love from me. He's already got that. He knows that. He wants to give me his love. And he gives me his love by letting my hand touch him. Rex gives me his love by letting my hand touch him. And when my hand touches Rex on his shoulder or his head or his back, his tail goes thump, 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 thump. He is just in paradise. He is unconditional love being itself. And he is doing it so beautifully. I'm sitting at my chair in the living room, and I'm reading or talking. And Rex will walk underneath my hand, and he lets my hand caress him. He lets my hand give him. No, he doesn't. He caresses my hand. He is giving me unconditional love. I think that he's letting me do these things to him, but he is doing these things to me. He is saying to me that he loves me. Unconditionally. He is saying that he trusts me, he believes in me, he lives in my world and believes that my world is all good and very good. And the more he walks under my hand, the more I am brought to awareness that he is giving me his unconditional love. He is giving me his happiness. He is giving me his peace. I go to work at my desk and I'm sitting at my computer. And I'm preparing my thought for today. And as I sit here, Jeannie, my little black cat, jumps up on my desk and walks back and forth in front of me. She puts her body in front of the microphone. She puts her tail in front of my eyes, in front of my face. She is loving me. She is giving her unconditional love to me. I'm petting her back, and I'm saying, "Oh, you're a sweet thing. You're beautiful. You're fantastic." And she giggles all over, and she knows that I'm receiving her love. She knows that I'm receiving her unconditional love, given without anything in return, no expectation of anything in return. And she is so happy. She is so joyous. I watch Rex as he stands by the bookcase, and a mouse sticks his nose out, and Rex, with one quick sweep, picks up the mouse, has it in his mouth. And then I open the door for him, and he takes the mouse outside, and he lets the mouse lie in front of him. And I say, "Rex, may I have the mouse, please?" And Rex says, "Sure, it's for you. I caught him for you." And so I take the mouse, and I throw him over the bushes out into the field where he is natural and happy. The mouse is not injured. Sometimes the mouse does get a little bit too much, but most of the time he's not injured, especially if I come right away and say, "Thank you, Rex. Thank you for being my mouse collector for me." And I take the mouse and set him free out in the field. Oh, he may come back in the house because Sammy likes to bring mice into the house, but that's my statement. Sammy doesn't like to bring mice into the house. Sammy likes to give attention to the fact, "Hey, look, I'm a good mouse catcher too. Rex is not the only good mouse catcher around here. I'm a good mouse catcher, too." And you see, their unconditionally loving attitude of being mouse catchers, the unconditionally loving attitude of being caring and sharing and wonderful, is so beautiful. You see, unconditional love is not something I do. It's something I receive. And as I receive unconditional love, knowingly or unknowingly, I then am defining and designing and shining out from me the unconditional love that I am, the eternal, immortal, unconditional love that I am. And everyone who sees me sees that unconditional love. sees that great joy, sees that great peace, sees that great happiness. Unconditional love comes only when it is not necessary. And it's not necessary for me to have my pets come up and give their unconditional love to me, reminding me that my unconditional love is immortal, eternal. It's not surprising to me when a bird comes and twitters near my ear and says, "Hi, I love you." And I don't even know this bird. I've never been introduced, but I love it because it is my creation. All of life is my creation. And I love my goldfish as I bring their morning breakfast out to them and I scatter it across the top of their goldfish pond outside. And they say, "Hey, yippee, it's breakfast time, it's meal time." I give them one meal a day. And they say, "Yes, I like it, I like it. Oh, thank you, Herb, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you." And they're shining their unconditional love on me. And then I look at Ellen and I say, "You know, Ellen, you are number one in my life. You are fantastic. You do everything right. I am so proud of you." And Ellen says, oh, my, another reflection going on here. Huh? How about that? You're wonderful too, Herb." And you see, she doesn't need to say that. I know I'm wonderful too. I know that I'm her reflection, but I also know that she is my reflection. And as my reflection of my unconditional love, she just becomes more and more wonderful every day. And we were talking with Daniel, and as Daniel, our webman, was standing there, and our board of directors, remember, he was talking about all sorts of beautiful things. And then he said, "You know, I have this project, and we could handle it this way, and this way, and this way, and this way." And so we explained to him that the project had to be ideal, had to be perfect, had to be all the ramifications covered, all the details covered. And when that's all covered, then the project is good indeed. And he says, "That's my intention entirely, to have the project be fulfilled 100%. And as the project is fulfilled 100%, everybody is happy and everybody is wonderful because everyone is shining forth their unconditional love as the project fulfills itself. And that is how I let my unconditional love out, by being the finest and the best that I can and that I am at all times." Each one of us realize this. Unconditional love comes only when it is not necessary, because it is then our ideal self. And how wonderful that is. Have a lovely day. It's your unconditional loving day today.